The chlor-alkali plant in Port Edwards is owned by the company Urco Worldwide. It's the biggest single source of human-made mercury emissions in Wisconsin. Urco says it's willing to invest millions of dollars in additional mercury controls. But as its power provider, Wisconsin Power and Light, is seeking a rate increase, Urco has asked that its electricity rates not go up as much, with the promise Urco will use the savings to make the environmental improvements. Wisconsin Power and Light differs with Urco on the exact rate structure, but WPNL spokesman Brian Downey says his company supports the electricity rate for environment swap.
We'd like to see Urco able to make their technology conversion because it would, in one fell swoop, reduce mercury emissions in Wisconsin by 20% to 25%.
Downey says many companies pay different electricity rates anyway, depending on the rate structure offered by their utility. He says firms that want the same deal as Urco would have to be large users of electricity and be willing to have their service interrupted during peak demand times. Downey says WPNL already has plans to cut its own mercury emissions and isn't backing Urco so the utility can get by with less action. The Citizens Utility Board is the latest group to raise concerns about Urco's plan. Cub Executive Director Charlie Higley says Urco is asking for preferential treatment.
That's simply against the law. Customers are supposed to pay similar prices for similar service, and that's a way to make sure that there's equity between customers and that the utility isn't under pressure to cut special deals for certain customers.
Higley says cutting mercury pollution is a good goal that should instead be done through other subsidy programs. He says the Public Service Commission should reject both Urco's and WPNL's proposals when the PSC takes up the issue later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.